Thank you for this day.
主啊, 我们谢谢你, 为今天感谢你。
We heard in the service, give our best to you.
今天我们学到要把我们最好的献于主。
It is easy to give you the leftovers in our life.
很多时候我们就把我生命中剩下的东西给你。
But you call us to give you our best.
但是你却呼召我们要把最好的献给你。
Help us to learn what it means to be a disciple.
帮助我们真的了解明白什么是你的门徒。
I pray in Jesus'
name. 我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名。 Amen.
It may feel strange to you to have homework for a Sunday school.
也许觉得怎么在上主日学竟然还要做家庭作业。
But I have been thinking about this week.
然后我这个星期就在考虑这个问题。
Before we start this lesson.
在我们上这个今天开始之前。
What does it mean, what does it mean to be a disciple?
那个门徒意味着什么呢?
Follower of Christ.
他说是主耶稣的跟随者。
A follower.
就是一个跟随者。
We call this a new believer or new life class.
我们把这个课称为是新生活课。
It is a class about being a disciple.
因为这个课呢是关于成为主耶稣的门徒。
It is very easy to say, I'm a believer.
很容易就是嘴巴上说说我是一个信徒。
I read the list of things and yes, I believe that.
然后呢有一个清单，然后我说我读了这些我都相信。
But to be a disciple is something very different.
但是呢成为一个门徒实际上呢是意义远深于这些。
It changes everything about our life.
它把我们生命
When Jesus called his disciples to follow him, it meant everything about their life was now different. How they use their time is now different. Because if you are a follower of Jesus, you go. Where Jesus goes.
那是主耶稣去哪儿你就去哪儿。
You go when Jesus goes.
那主耶稣去哪儿呢? 去什么地方你也跟着去什么地方。
Now, think for a moment.
想一想。
Jesus says, follow me.
主耶稣说,你来跟随我。
Be my disciple.
成为我的门徒。
And Peter says, I'm really busy.
彼得说,哎呦,我真忙啊。
Let me follow you on Tuesdays and Fridays.
怎么样?就是我星期二跟星期五来跟着你,好不好?
Okay.
可以吗?
Is that okay?
那个是不是呢?行不行呢?
No, impossible.
那样是不可行的。
I don't know if you have this term in Taiwan.
在台湾呢,有这个词语。
I said to someone one time, are you a Christian?
我有次问一个人,说你是基督徒吗?
And he said, oh yes.
哦,我是啊。
I am a... Sunday Christian.
他说我是一个星期天的基督徒。
I said, oh, what's that mean?
我说那你星期天的基督徒,这是什么意思?
Well, I go to church on Sunday.
星期天我就去教会了。But
the rest of the week, I don't let it affect my life.
但是那个别的时间,我不会让这个影响我的生活。Is
it possible to be a Sunday disciple?
你有没有可能我们称为这个星期日的门徒呢?
No, it's impossible.
那是绝对不可能的。
If Peter says, I'll follow you on Sundays,
如果彼得说,我就星期天来跟随你。
Maybe by Sunday, Jesus will be in a completely new place, and Peter doesn't know where to find him. He has to follow him every day.
也许在主耶稣,可能在另外的时间,他在一个完全不同的地方, 那彼得也不知道他在哪儿, 但是他应该每天都跟着主耶稣。
Being a disciple is costly.
成为一个门徒是要付代价的。
Do you know what happened to most of the disciples?
你知道他的这些使徒,这些门徒,最后他们的结局是怎么样的吗?
They were killed.
他们都被杀了。Stabbed. 或者是被刺死。
Crucified.
或者是被钉十字架。
One is thrown off the temple.
有的是被从圣殿上被推下来摔死。
They die.
他们都为了他们的信仰付出了代价。One
person at the end of the First century said,
在第一世纪的有一个人说,
when Jesus calls a disciple, he calls him to die.
当主耶稣呼召门徒的时候,他是呼召他们去死的。
There's a letter from a pastor at the end of the first century.
在第一世纪的时候，有一个牧师所写的一封信。
And he says this.
他这样讲，描述。
They have arrested him. They are taking him to Rome.
然后他们把他逮捕了，
把他抓回去了。
然后把他带到罗马，他在那里要被训，要训道。
And he writes a letter and says.
然后他写了一封信，他说到。
I am fulfilling my discipleship.
他说我现在在实现我作为一个门徒的一个这样一个代价。
This is the path.
这个就是我们的道路。
Can you imagine if at Palm Beach Chinese Church,
我们来想象一下，我们棕榈滩华人教会。
Instead of saying, "Would you like to be a believer?"
我们不是说对别人说你要成为一个信徒吗
？We said, "Would you like to die?"
你想要死吗
？Anybody?
有没有人想这样对别人说？有人说你会举手吗？如果这样问你
，But that is exactly what it meant.
其实那个就是门徒的真正的含义。
And in a different sense, it is still what it means.
他现在其实还是意味着这个同样的意思。
Paul said, "I die daily."
保罗说，因为我死了，所以他们可以活着。
In other words, today my flesh desires this.
那个从另外一方面来讲，说我的肉体，我的心里的心愿是想要这个。
But I die to that desire.
但是呢，我对我的心愿死。
And I live this way.
但是我现在呢，用这个方式来活。
Why? Because I am a disciple.
因为呢，我是一个门徒。
Every day, I live out what it means to be a disciple.
我每天真的是活出来，到底怎么样意味着一个门徒，按照门徒的方式来生活。
This morning you sang the song, "Give of your best to the Master."
今天早晨我们唱了一首诗歌，叫《将你最好的献于主》。
Now.Imagine that you invite me to your house for supper.
或者想象一下，你邀请我到你们家吃晚餐。
And my wife and I come.
然后我跟我太太来了你们家了。
And you meet us at the door and say, "Come in."
然后你在门口就是欢迎我，然后说请进。
And you say, "You know, I am very happy you came."
你说，哎呀，我真的很高兴你们能来。
But my life is very busy.
但是我太忙，我这周特别的忙。
And I really did not want to take time to prepare a meal.
所以我根本也不想花时间去准备晚餐。
But I found in my refrigerator some leftovers from last week.
但是我从我的冰箱里发现了上个星期剩的饭菜。
So I'm going to heat them up.
所以我就把它那个热一下。
And feed you.
然后呢，我们一起吃这个。
Now, how many of you would do that to me?
你们有中间有谁会这样对待我
？Okay, I will not come to your house.
所以我也想死，我不会到你家去吃饭。你要请我，我肯定会去。
Write it down.
我写下来。
Charles Neal.
Charles Neal. 如果你们再请我，我可千万不能到你家去吃饭。
I will not come. Is there anyone else? No, of course not.
对，我大家肯定不会这样子说，要请我吃晚餐，吃上星期的剩饭。
Right? You give to a guest.Your best.
你客人来的时候，你总是拿最好的招待客人。
Unless you're from Malaysia.
除非你是从马来西亚来的，你们的传统不是那样。
哦哦哦！
开始说他也从马来西亚，那不是他的。
You understand?
大家了解到了吗
？Many times.
很多时候。
Many times people say to Jesus.
很多时候我们对耶稣主耶稣怎么说
？I want to be a disciple.
我想要成为你的门徒。
I'm really busy.
但是我真是太忙了现在。
And I have a lot of things in my life important.
在我的生命中有好多事情要做。
So I hope you don't mind if I give you the leftover of my life.
所以请你别介意，我只能把这个剩菜剩饭这个剩下的东西给你。
That is not discipleship.
那个就不是门徒。
Discipleship is to give him our best.
门徒意味着我们把我们的最好献于主。
The time that matters.
所以呢，这个给神的时间在意。我们给神的服侍也是在意的。
To give him our life. That's what it means to be a disciple.
把我们自己的整个生命献上，这就意味着是门徒。
Now, we are learning how to be a disciple.
我们在学习怎么样成为门徒。
Through in the next few weeks, looking at activities that we do as disciples.
所以我们下个星期来看，下几个星期我们来看，我们作为门徒我们要做什么，有什么活动，有什么要做的。
We are looking this week at reading the Bible.
这个星期呢，我们就在看，读圣经。
Then we are going to talk about prayer.
然后下个星期我们会讲到祷告。
Then we're going to talk about some other disciplines.
然后我们再讲到下边一些训练，就是自律。
Before we start it, I want you to understand something.
在我们开始之前，我想要大家了解。
Doing these things does not make you a Christian.
你做这些，你都这样子，每天照着做了，并不能让这些并不能让你成为基督徒。
But they help you as a Christian to grow and mature.
但是如果你已经是基督徒，你所做的这些会帮助你成长。
You could memorize this whole book and not be a believer.
你可以把这个整本圣经从头到尾背下来，但是依然不是一个基督徒。
Reading this doesn't make you a Christian, a disciple.
读圣经不能让你成为基督徒，或者让你成为门徒。
But as a disciple, you will want to learn this and make it part of your life.
但是如果你是门徒的话，你就想要去读神的话，想要这个成为你生命中的一部分。
Now I ask you this week to read from Psalm 119.
然后这个星期呢，我请大家读的是诗篇119节。
To look at the pictures of what God's word is like.
然后呢，来看一看它里边怎么描述神的话，它是怎么样来描述神的话的。
How many of you got the homework done this week?
有多少人把家庭作业都做完了？
Several of you, good. Joshua, is your hand up? When you read Psalm 119,
当我们读诗篇一百一十九篇的时候
were there any, first of all, did you notice how beautiful he describes God's word?
你知道他把神的话语描把神的话描绘的有多么美好吗？
He doesn't say to us, God's word is a threat to us.
他没有说神的话让我们很害怕，是一种威胁。
He says, God's word is a delight.
他说神的话是我所喜乐是我所羡慕的
It is a joy
是我的愉快是我的喜乐
As you read, did you find any favorites?
在你读这个时候有没有你最喜欢的让你触动最深的经文
Did you read any verses that you enjoyed very much?
有没有有些经文你真的是非常的很触动你的心
Yes, wait
the one like my spirit crushed for your words, yeah, that's、
okay.
the first part. 就是说我的心为你的话而心碎，甚至我渴慕你的话，时常切慕你。就是第二十节，我时常切慕你的典章，甚至心碎。Verse 20.
Okay. Yeah. Anyone else?
有没有大家有哪句话特别的触动你，特别的让你特别喜爱？
My soul is consumed with longing for your rule.You see, if I'm a disciple, I want to please my master.
如果我是门徒的话，我想要讨我的主人的喜欢。
And so instead of saying, I really don't want to have to obey your law.
不是说我真的不想服从你的律法。
But I'm afraid that if I break your law, I'll get in trouble.
但是我又觉得说，如果我要是不听你的话，可能我会有麻烦。
A disciple says, "My soul wants to keep your law."
我一个门徒会说，我的心，我的灵真的是想要遵守你的律法，你的典章。
It brings me joy.
因为这个给我带来深深的喜乐。当我遵守你的律法的时候。
Did anyone else read a verse that?
大家有没有什么经节让你？
Number 8.
103.
103,
okay. Which one? 刚才
所说的 Number 8. Okay, good. I keep your statutes. Don't leave me alone. Don't forsake me.
他说我必守你的律例，求你总不要丢弃我。还有
103. How sweet are your words to my taste.
他说你的言语在我上堂何等甘美，在我口中比蜜更甜。
Not like medicine.
他说：“这个神的话不是像药那样的。”
Some people read the Bible like medicine.
有些人读这个神的话就好像在吃药一样。
I don't like it, but I know it's good for me, so I will read.
因为我虽然不喜欢，但是我知道这个对我有好处，所以我必须得读。
But he says it's like honey.
但是这个作者写到说，神的话在我口中像蜜一样甘甜。
I visited Israel.
我曾经去参观过以色列。
And I learned that.When a small child is learning to read in Israel,
在以色列，当那个小孩子开始学习认字的时候
，the parent takes a little piece of paper,
然后父母呢就会拿一张纸
And they tear off a little strip of paper.
然后他们就把那个纸上四个角。
They dip it in, they write a verse of the Bible.
他们会把一个圣经上的经节写在这张小纸片上。
A verse of God's word.
就是从圣经上，从神的话来的。
Then they dip the piece of paper in honey.
然后他们会把这张小纸条呢，在蜂蜜里面蘸一下。
And they touch it to the tongue of their child who is learning to read.
然后他们就会用这张纸去蘸这个小孩子的舌头，就这个小孩子刚开始学认字学读。
They say, this is God's word.
他们就说这个就是神的话。
This is why you are learning to read, so you will be able to enjoy this.
这就是为什么你要学习认字，这样子你可以来享受神的话。
I thought that was a very nice way to start.
我觉得这样子来开始教小孩子来认字真的是很棒。
God's word is delicious.
神的话真的是很，怎么说呢？美味可口，真的是比蜜甘甜。
Now let's begin to look at what is in the worksheet.
让我们看看我们的作业。
We saw in the first reading.
Can
I have one
for Charlie?
Last week?
Yes.
Give me a moment. This is from last week.
I started by saying, because I love God,
因为我开始我写到那句话说，因为我爱神，
I should love God's word.
所以我也应该爱神的话，这是我的那个在每日读经下边。
The first scripture you read, 2 Timothy 3:16.
我们第一个要读的经文是提摩太后书3:16.
All scripture is breathed out by God.
圣经都是神所默示的。
It comes from him.
所有的这个经节话，我们的圣经都是由神而来的。
Someone said to me, I pray and I talk to God.
有些人说我祷告的时候我在跟神交谈。
But he never talks to me.
但是神从来不对我讲话。
I said, no, yes, he does. If you're listening.
我说神对你讲话，如果你注意听的话，神自在讲话。
I said, how do I know what he's saying?
然后我怎么知道他在对我讲什么呢
？This is his word.
这个就是神的。
When I read this, I am listening to God's voice.
当我在这里读这本书的时候，实际上我在听神在对我讲话。
And so, if I love God, I should love this book.
如果我爱神，我一定会爱这本书。
Now, let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
Do not be embarrassed to answer.
不要觉得好像有点难看。
I am not judging you from your answer.
我不会因为你的答案来说来判断你。
But right now, today,
就是今天。
How many of you at this point love reading the Bible?
有多少人在这个点，你们就是喜爱读神的话，喜爱读这本书
？Okay, a few. Okay.
Quite a few.
Yes. How many of you really do not enjoy it? And I'm not going to judge your answers. Okay, you're not in trouble.
有些多少人，你们不会说，你们说你不喜欢，就是不会享受读神的话。
But I want to try to help us on this.
我希望不是要让你们不好难看，而是说我希望能够帮助到你们。
How many of you have to say right now I don't enjoy it very much?
有多少人现在说，其实我现在读神，假说啊，我
不喜欢。To be honest, some chapters is kind of boring to read.
Okay.
Like especially like Old Testament.
Okay.
Leviticus.
而有些人就是说，他有些经节是不是很好读，就是好像挺枯燥的。
All right. My next question is why some chapters are boring.
所以有些为什么我们觉得有些经文是比较？他说，就是我读的时候，常常那个思想就跑神了。明明我就是一个 God's word, your mind wanders away.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
他说读神的话的时候，他的思想就会跑神。
Any other reason that makes it hard to enjoy reading God's word?
Those are my two reasons.
Those are your two reasons. Okay.
A lot of the names, the name and the place, and maybe the history and the man, maybe not familiar.
他就说那些名啊，人名、地名。I have a reason. Sometimes I found it like me. I think like you cannot. There are so many distractions. You find something on the world or some news is more attractive. You get more of your attention than you are reading.
All right.
我就说有的时候是别的世界上的事情让你占据你脑中的心思。你的心思虽然你在读，但是你没有办法专注在神的话上。
Let's just look at. Oh, yes.
就是还有的就是有些神的话跟社会上我们常常看到的公序良俗，不完全一致。
Yeah, it's like God's word is different from what we heard and knew about this. What the word said. The word said. You know, it's different. There's a how to explain this differentiation, like what we heard from our education or heard from the culture is different from God's word.
All right. Yeah. All right. Let's look at these. Just these reasons.
让我们来研究看一下这些原因 yeah, contradiction with the society. That's
all right.
Yeah. 就跟社会相违背，相不同。
Boring.
第一个，枯燥，无味，枯燥无味。
I agree.
我同意。
Some chapters are boring.
有些章节真的是挺枯燥的。
You start to read Chronicles.
如果你读那个历代之上。
Name.
好多好多名字，
name,
国王的名字，这个国王那个王。
Sometimes it's hard to stay focused.
有的时候没法集中精神。
It has a lot of names, and all of them are foreign.
有些那个名字，因为都是那个外国人的名字，所以很难记。
Someone once told me I should read War and Peace by Tolstoy.
有的人说我应该读那个托尔斯泰的《战争与和平》。
It's this thick.
他《战争与和平》这么厚的。
And the names are this long.
他说那个名字都很长很长。
And I would start to read.
然后他说我就开始读，有人告诉我。
Boring.Someone would say, sometimes.
有人说你应该好好读读《战争与和平》。
I would start again.
然后我又开始读。
Boring.
我说好枯燥啊。
I tried probably 10 times.
我起码十次想要试着去读这个《战争与和平》。
And every time I would give up.
每次我都放弃了。
And finally someone said.
有一次有一个人对我说。
You really should read this.
你应该真的读《战争与和平》。
And I decided I'm going to read it.Even if it kills me.
我说就算我哪怕要上命，我也要把这本书给读完。
Because they told me it was worth reading.
因为别人告诉我说这本书是名著，真是值得一读。所以呢
，I decided I set a number of pages.
然后我就给自己做了一个规定。
I'm going to read this every day.
所以每天我要读这么多页。
Day one.
然后第一天，说这感觉很不好。
Day two.
第二天，还是很痛苦。
But I can still remember when I got to about page 150.
但是我还很清楚地记得，当我读到第150页的时候。
And different names started to fit together.
然后这些人名，这么多的这个又长又难记的人名，好像突然就有意思了，好像突然明白是怎么回事了。
I made me a map.
然后我自己给自己画了一个图。
This person is married to this person.
就是关系图，就是这个人跟这个人结婚了。
This is their child. Okay.
然后这是他们的孩子。
And I would follow this map as I read.
然后我就边读就跟着我自己做的这个关系图，这个人。
And by the end of this book, I was very sorry when it was done.
然后当我读完这本书的时候，我很难过，竟然把这本书给读完了。
I had to work to dig it out.
我自己要努力的去发掘其中的深意。
There were pages where my mind wandered.
在我读的时候，确实有些地方我的脑子就跑神了。
But there were also places that were wonderful.
但是有些地方是很兴奋的，很激动人心的。
I will tell you that for me, reading the Bible, some days I am in a place that is like this.
其实我就是对我来讲也是，有时候读圣经，有时候觉得很枯燥，有的时候脑子也不能集中精神。
Some days I say, today I really don't enjoy this very much.
有的时候我说，哎呀，我今天读圣经可是一点都不享受。
But this is God's word, and I love God.
但是呢，这是神的话，我爱神。
And so I'm going to come back tomorrow and read more.
所以呢，明天我会继续的读。
I'm going to read and find what he has to say to me.
我就想要继续的读，知道说神要到底对我说什么。
Little by little,
就这么逐渐的一点一滴的。
I began to understand more.
然后我就开始一点一点的了解这个圣这这本圣经。
When this class is finished,
当我们完成这门课的时候。
The next class I really hope I can teach here is on how to read the Bible.
下一门课我想要讲的是如何读圣经，这是我想要教的。
Simply, how do I do this? How do I bring all the pieces together?
就是说，那意思就是我怎么把这些读的这些东西把它连接起来，让它有意义。
Because this is the voice of God, and I want to hear Him.
这是神的话，我想要听到神对我说话。
For many of us, these are the ones that are difficult.
对我们很多人来讲，这个一个是这个分心，还有一个是跟社会上的这些价值观相抵触，矛盾是很难的。
Imagine that you were the devil.
想一想，想象一下，你是这个魔鬼。
And you knew that this is God's voice to His people.
你知道这个撒旦说，这是神对他的子民的要说的话。
You knew that if they listen to this book,
你知道这个，如果他们他的子民如果仔细的听这句话的时候
，it will change
这些
their life.
如果他们仔细的来听圣经上的话的时候，他们的生命会被彻底的翻转。
If you were Satan, if you were the enemy of God,
如果你是神的敌人，如果你是撒旦，你要怎么做呢
？Would you try really hard to distract people from this book?
你会不会尽你所有的一切，让这些人，让神的百姓不要读这本书
？I would.
我如果是撒旦，我会这样做。
As soon as they started to read,
只要他们一开始读圣经。
As soon as they started to hear God's voice,
要他们刚开始听到一点神的声音
I would say to them,
我就会在他们耳边悄悄私语说
I wonder what's on the news today.
哎，今天那个电视上有今天发生什么新闻呢
You probably better check.
哎，赶快看看今天飓风要来了，是不是有什么事儿？你赶快去
I would say to them,
然后我就会对他们说
I wonder if any of your stocks dropped during the night.
哎呀，今天晚上我在读圣经，我的股票是不是又降了
Maybe you should check.
我应该赶快查查这股票行情。
I would say to them, "Oh, you remember? You forgot this. You better go write it down."
呀，你又忘了一件事，赶快去把它写下来。
Why? Because I would want them not to be listening to God's voice.
因为呢，作为撒旦呢，撒旦他是不想让我们听见神的话的。
This is not a what I'm going to say is not a command.
我这样所说的不是命令你们。
Okay, but I'm going to give you a suggestion that helps me.
我就是想跟你们分享一下有一个帮助我的方法。
Cell phones and iPads are wonderful for study.
就是在我们研读圣经学习的时候，用我们的手机，用我们的 iPad 都很好。
For me, I cannot have my daily Bible reading on my phone or iPad.
就是对我自己来讲，当我每日读经的时候，我不能拿着手机或者拿着这个 iPad 来读。
Now, I am not condemning you if you do.
如果你这样做，
I'm telling you my story.
我不是在说你不对，我只是说是我自己。我自己是怎么做的？我自己的故事。
Because here is why.
为什么我不能在这个手机或者 iPad 上来读圣经呢
？I will start to read.
然后我就拿着手机开始读圣经了。
And I will think, ah, I wonder what this word means.
哎，我想要查一下这个字到底是什么意思呢
？Click, click, click.
然后我就这么点点点点点。
Ah, that's interesting.
哎，这个字很有意思。
Ah, there's an interesting link. I want to go see what this is.
哎，它上面有一个别的一个连接，那个连接是什么？我想去那边看看。
Ah, one of my friends just posted something on Facebook.
我的朋友刚刚又在那个脸书上，刚刚又新写的东西，我要看一眼。
What did the president say today?
哎，今天那个总统又说什么了
？I wonder if North Korea has put any more weapons.
哎，我想说那个北朝鲜是不是又把核武器给放上去了
？And where's God's voice?
现在神的话在哪儿呢？神要对你说的声音，神的声音呢
？A long way back.
找不到了，早就找不到了。
For me, if you can do it, that's good.
如果你可以用手机来专心的读圣经，那很棒。
For me.
对我自己来讲
I have to have two things in the morning when I read.
读神的话有两件事情我要做。
Number one.
第一件。
A paper Bible.
一个是纸质的圣经。
No technology.
不能有现代的新科技。
I leave my phone in the other room.
我把我的手机放在另外一个房间。
Because I want to listen to God.
因为我想要听神的话。
I don't want to listen to a text message.
因为我不想这会儿听到我的那个短信又响了。
I always have my Bible.
然后我就只需要拿我的圣经。
And I have a piece of paper.
然后另外呢，我就拿一张纸和笔。
Because somewhere as I am reading,
因为在我可能读的时候
a voice is going to say, ah, you need to remember to email John today.
然后呢，有突然有个声音会说，哎呀，你今天应该给约翰发一个电邮。
And what I have learned is this: I just write it on the piece of paper.
然后呢，我就赶快把我想起来的事儿就写在纸上。
Now I don't need to worry about it.
现在我就不用老说我一会儿忘了，我就可以专心来读神的话。
When I am done.
当我读完了之后呢？
I will come back to this.
然后我再想想我刚才差点忘记的事儿。
The other reason, this, I don't remember who said this, but this is very important.
Yeah, that's it. 另外一个就是刚才有一位女士有人讲到，就是说我们圣经上讲的跟这个社会上讲的不同。
Because understand that being a disciple means following Jesus.
要我们都知道，要成为耶稣的门徒，就成为是耶稣的跟随者。
He is going this way.
主耶稣是走这个方向。
And which direction is the rest of our society going?
觉得我们整个世界是走哪个方向呢？
All of them are going this way, right?
所有的这个世界所走的方向跟主耶稣要走的方向完全是相反的。
Being a disciple means
作为主耶稣的门徒。
Many times his word is going to say the opposite of what my society says.
所以呢，圣经上所说的神所说的话跟这个世界所说的是完全相反的。
And that is when I choose.Will I be a disciple?
这个时候就是你要面对选择的时候，你要成为主耶稣的门徒吗？
Because you see, I'm going to be reading, and my society says, "Look out for number one."
因为比如说我在读世界上的人说，你要成为第一，你要争，你要成为这个最强的、最好的。
And who is number one?
谁是这个第一位的呢？最高位的呢？
Yes, but in my society, it's me.
在我的这个圈子里边，谁是那个首位的呢？在我的这个圈子里边，我是首位的，我最重要。
But when I read God's word,
但是当我读神的话的时候
，He is going to say God is number one.
那神那个神会圣经上说，神在所有的这个圈子里边，神是第一。
And He's also going to say, look out for the poor and needy around you.
然后圣经上也会讲到说，你要照顾周围的那个有需要的、贫穷的。
And I'm going to say, but my world says, look out for me.
但是这个是世界上的人说，你要照顾你自己呀，你要为你自己寻好处啊。
And there is where, as a disciple, I say, this is my direction.
这个门徒就会说。
Well, if we do a class on how to study the Bible,
就是说我们
讲
来读圣经的时候，我们就会把圣经的所有的部分都读了，不是说光读其中的一节。
To make sure that we don't just have one verse.
我们不是说。就是只读一节，这样断章取义。
But the other thing I will say is this.
但另外一个我要讲到的是。
I was teaching in Shenzhen.
我在深圳培训的时候。
About the Sermon on the Mount.
讲到登山宝训。
And someone in the class at the end of class said.
在那个课程结束的时候，有一个人说。
All of this sounds good.
说你讲的这些都很好。
But I am a business person.
但是我是一个做生意的。
And this will not work in China.
你想的这些在中国行不通的。
And I said, oh, I have good news for you.
然后我说我有好消息给你。
This will not work in America either.
你知道吗？这个在美国也行不通这个。
Okay, because our society says, look out for number one.
因为这个世界上就说你要自己去争取你的利益。
And cost.To be a Christian.
所以作为一个基督徒，你是要付代价。
Now I am not speaking to your specific situation because I don't know enough.
因为我其实不太了解整个的情况。
But I am saying that for every one of us,
对我们其中的每一个来讲
we will find that to be a disciple,
我们知道说我们要做门徒的话
cost money.
第一个呢，你可能在金钱上会受损失，你会要付代价。
Because there are times when if I don't follow this.
如果我不跟随圣经神的话的教导
，I can get by with more. I can get more money.
也可能我不遵照遵行神的话，我可以赚更多的钱。
A friend told me.
有一位朋友告诉我
，I bought a tool.
他说我买了一个工具。
To build my house.
他说我这个工具是要来建我的房子。
He said I paid $100.
他说我花了100块钱。
I used the tool.
然后我就用了这个工具。
I only needed it for one building.
我就只需要用。就建一座房子。
And so he said, when I was done with it,
当我把这个建完我的房子之后
，I wanted to sell it.
然后我就想把这个工具再卖掉。
And he said it's used.
但是这个是已经二手的。
So he said, I knew that I could only sell it for
$50. 所以我知道这用过的呢，你就只能卖五十块钱了。
Because I paid $100.
因为我付了刚开始买新的
$100. He said, but I'm very smart.
但是我很聪明。
And so I told them I paid $200.
所以我告诉他们，我刚开始买新的花了两百块钱。
And I would give it to them for only
$100. 然后我就只卖给他们一百块钱。
And he said, isn't that smart?
你觉得这是不是这个？我很聪明啊。
I said, that's very smart.
我说你真聪明。
Unless you are a disciple of Jesus.
除非呢，你是主耶稣的门徒，你这样子真是聪明。
Because if you are a disciple of Jesus.
如果你是主耶稣的门徒。
Jesus says.
主耶稣是说。
Be honest, no lie.
你要诚实。
Let your yes be yes.
你的是就是是。
Yet let your no be no.
不是就是不是。
Let your $100 be $100.
你说是一百，你当时买了一百，就是你还告诉你新的就是一百。
You understand?
大家了解吗
？So in his society,
在这个
the Bible doesn't work.
所以在他的这个社会，他的圈子里面，这个圣经是行不通的。
But as a disciple of Jesus,
但是作为主耶稣的门徒
，I say, what does God's word say?
但是神的话是怎么说的
？And I live that out.
然后我把这个活出来。
It means it will cost me money sometimes.
这个有的时候是要让我受损失的。
It will cost time.
也会让我花很多时间。
A neighbor.
我的邻居。
Who is part of the poor and needy.
比如说我的邻居，他是有需要，他是贫穷的。
And they need help.
然后他们需要帮助。
And I am busy.
但是我很忙啊。
I have my own things to do.
我自己还有一大堆事儿呢。
And my society says, take care of me.
然后那个这社会上说，你先把你自己照顾好。
But then I read God's word.
然后我读神的话。
And James says.
然后雅各说。
Take care of the widows.
他说你要去照顾那些寡妇。
Say, wait a minute.
你说等一等。
My neighbor is a widow.
我的邻居是一个寡妇。
She needs help.
她需要帮助。
I don't have time.
我可没时间。
This is God's word.
但这是神的话。
God's voice.
这是神的声音。
And it says.
然后他说。
Take care of the widow.
你要照顾孤儿寡妇。
It costs me time.
这个是要你花时间花精力的。
Next week we're going to read a very awkward verse for the men in the class.
下个星期呢，你们的作业里面有一个是给男生的，给先生们的一个。
In the lesson about prayer.
是讲到关于祷告的。
Peter says.
彼得说。
Treat your wives, your wife with honor.
他说你们要敬重你们的太太，你们的妻子。
So that your prayers are not hindered.
所以你们的叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
I don't like that verse.
他说我可不喜欢那
句经节。I'll tell you the truth. I do not like that verse.
给大家说实话，我也不喜欢那句经节。
Because here's what it means.
这个意思是什么意思呢
？It means that one time.
所以就是说。有时候呢
，I have said something too harsh to my wife.
有的时候我对我先生太太说话可能有点太严厉了。
Now of course she was wrong.
当然了，她有错。
Because I'm the man.
因为我是家里的头。
And so I had to tell her she's wrong.
所以我得告诉她你做错了。
And then I sit down.
然后我坐下来开始祷告了。
And I open my Bible.
然后我就打开我的圣经。
And I say, God.
我说神呐。
I am a disciple.
我是你的门徒。
I want to hear your voice.
我想要听到你的声音。
And I begin to read.
然后我就开始读。
And his voice says.
然后神的声音在我心里说。
Treat your wife with honor.
你要敬重你的太太，你的妻子。
Or your prayers will not be answered.
这样好像你的祷告不受阻碍。
A different verse.
让我翻到别的不喜欢的经文。
I want to read about Goliath.
然后我喜欢想读那哥利亚。
Treat your wife.
但是心里面有个声音说你要敬重你。
Oh God, let me read in Genesis.
说神呐，让我现在读创世纪吧。
Treat.
然后这个声音不断的说要敬重你的妻子。
Understand?
了解到了吗
？My society says.
我的这个社会上会说。
I don't have to say I'm sorry.
我可不能对他说对不起。
I was right.
我做对了，我有道理。
But God's word says.
但是神的话是说。
Go in and say.
然后进去去说。
It doesn't matter if I was right or wrong.
不管你是对还是错，有理没理。
I was very harsh.
我讲话很严厉。
And what I said.
太重。然后我这样说的时候也很没有恩慈。
I'm sorry.
对不起。
And now I come back and I can read.
然后现在。
Your God's voice.
我可以。
Now, here's what I want to do. I want to jump to the second page.
然后我们大家有这个可以，your second page, right?
Yes.
我们还在我们的中文的还是第一页，英文的在，英文的还在。
Yes, right.
Yeah, 第二十二问题，第二页第二十二个问题，大家请翻到第二，就是上个星期发第二十二个问题，雅各书。
And I want to talk about four things.
我想要讲四件事情。
How to read God's word.
我们怎么样读神的话
？Because again, if I were Satan.
想象一下，如果你是撒旦的话。
Some of my students think I might.
我的学生可能觉得我真是像魔鬼一样。
If I were Satan, I would try really hard to keep you from reading God's word every day.
如果我是撒旦的话，我会想方设法让你不要今天读，不要去读神的话。
Because if I can keep you away from the Bible, I close you to God's voice.
因为我只要让你能够不读圣经，你就听不到神的话。
So I want to give you four simple things.
我就给你讲四件很简单的事情。
First of all,
第一
begin by praying for wisdom.
第一个呢，你先求神给你智慧。
I love James 1 verse 5.
我特别喜欢雅各书一章第五节。
If I lack wisdom, I should ask who?
如果我缺少智慧，我应该向谁求呢？神 God.
Before you read this,
在你读他的话圣经之前
，Every time you read,
每次你读圣经
，Start by saying God.
就是以这个来开始说神嘛。
Will you help me to hear your voice?
可不可以求你帮助我，让我能听到你的声音
？And to understand.
去了解，能够明白你的话语。
Because God gave this to me.
因为神把这个圣经给我。
He wants me to understand it.
他想让我真的了解，真的明白。
And so if I ask him, he will help me to understand.
如果我去问他，他会帮助我明白。
So start by asking God, give me wisdom.
所以呢，首先就来问神，就向神求说，求你给我智慧。
The second thing I suggest.
第二件是说
，read carefully.
就是仔细的读。
Psalm 1 verse 2.
诗篇第一篇讲到。
If my delight is in God's word.
如果我喜爱耶和华的律法。
I will. What is the answer?
你会怎么样呢？昼夜思想，中文那个是昼夜思想。就是默想思想。
I don't know how this works in Chinese.
He said, day and night, think about it.
Okay. The word meditate.
这个默想就是昼夜思想。
Is a word that means this.
这个意思是什么呢
？To go around mumbling to myself.
就是好像你就在自言自语，不停在那儿想。
Talking to myself.
就是我好像自己在那儿自言自语。
Because I'm thinking about.
因为你在一直想。
And he says, "Here's what I ought to do with God's word. It ought to become part of me."
这个要想让神的话成为我的一部分，那你就要不断的思想。你就在脑子里边一直不断的想，然后你就在想。
About what I have read.
然后就在想说我刚才读的那些。
Some people try to read a lot.
有些人就想一次读很多。
But nothing sinks in.
但是呢，读完了之后啥都记不住了。
Let me give you good news.
然后我告诉一个好消息。
You don't have to read all of this this week.
你今天不用这星期就把这本书都读完。
Okay. I have become a little bit of a skeptic.
我有点怀疑。
About plans that make us read a whole bunch.
就让我们那个计划读经计划，让我们一次要读很多。
There are some benefits.
当然那个是有
talk about
那个是有帮助的。
But I have a friend who gave me some very good advice.
但是我有一个朋友给我一个很好的建议。
He said that as a young believer,
他作为一个刚信主不久的
he was really struggling with the Bible.
他就是怎么样读圣经，他很挣扎
Because he would read and just it felt like hopeless. It was like me reading War and Peace.
他读那圣经好像读不下去了，就像我刚开始读那个《战争与和平》，好像一点没指望了
And he said that his father gave him this advice.
他的父亲呢给了他这个建议
He said, "Choose where you're going to read."
说选一本你要读的书。
Read a whole book. Don't read, you know. Don't do like this. Tomorrow.
今天不是这么跳来跳去，要就
You will get nothing.
如果你这么跳来跳去的，今天读这儿，明天读那，你什么也读不到。
But choose. Maybe you say, "Okay, I'm going to read the Gospel of Mark."
就是举个例子，比如说你决定要读马可福音。
He said, "Pray and say, God, speak to me."
然后先祷告说，神啊，求你对我说话。
And then begin to read.
然后就开始读。
And read until something speaks to you. This is what you can use today.
然后呢，就读，读到最后真的是有一句话真的是对你的心说话，让你今天说，我可以用这句话来用在今天的生活中。
And when you get there, stop.
当你读到有那么一点的时候，到那个地步的时候，你就停下来。
And chew on.
然后你就开始呢，就好像反复咀嚼，然后就开始思想。
Take a pencil.
然后拿一支铅笔。
And put a little mark.
然后在那儿呢，做个记号。
That day.
那一天呢？
You are meditating on what you just read.
那天呢，你就反复思想你读到的那句话。
Now, the next day, you start when you stop.
然后第二天呢，你从你停下来的那个地方，就是你有感动的地方，再往下读，再往下读。
Until something speaks.
然后就好像那个东西突然发出亮光，对你好像眼前一亮。
Some days,
有的时候呢。
Some days you may read two or three pages.
有的时候你可能那天读了两三页。
And then you thought, ah, this is what I need to hear today.
然后你就突然说，哦，这就是我今天神要对我说的。
Someday you may read one verse.
有的时候你可能就读了一节。
And immediately, ah, right there is for me today.
然后你说，哦，那就是神要对我说的。
This is what I need to hear.
这是神要对我讲的话。
But read carefully.
然后就是仔细的去读。
When I was about 12 years old.
我十二岁的时候。
I got some very bad advice.
我有人给了我一个很糟糕的建议。
It was good advice, but it was not good for me.
那个是个很好的建议，但是对我来讲就很糟糕。
The pastor in our church said.
我们的教会的牧师讲。
If you want to be a good Christian.
如果你想要成为一个好的基督徒。
You will read all the way through the Bible every year.
你就每年要把圣经读一遍。
And I wanted to be a good Christian.
我当然想要成为一个好基督徒了。
So I said, okay.
我说好。
So I would begin.
然后我就开始读了。
I was 12.
然后我只有十二岁
read.
然后又读啊读啊
Monday I would fall a little behind my schedule
然后星期一呢我就比我的那个计划慢了一点
By Friday
到星期五的时候
I was 3 days behind
然后我已经有落了三天的圣经了
Saturday I would just give up
到星期六我就放弃了
Now here is why it was bad advice
为什么对我来讲这是一个很糟糕的建议呢
My dad was the pastor of our church
我爸爸就是
And so on Sunday morning, I would come to church.
然后星期天早上我到了教会。
And I would be 18 chapters behind.
然后我已经落了十八章的圣经了。
And so while my father is preaching.
然后我爸爸在这里讲道的时候。
I'm reading.
然后我就在那赶快补读我的圣经。
I don't understand anything.
然后我啥也不懂，没读。
I'm just reading.
我就在那赶快
读。
就是能读多快就读多快。
And finally the sermon is done. I'm caught up.
然后呢，当我爸爸讲完道的时候，我说我的十八章圣经也读完了，我现在终于补上了。
Did I grow very much from that?
你觉得我在这里边真的是有得到成长吗？
Not really.
什么也没得到。
Read carefully.
就是仔细的读。
Don't become a prisoner to a schedule.
不要变成你这个读经计划的奴隶。
Listen for God's voice.
要寻求神的声音。
Third.
第三点。
Apply what you read.
应用你所读的。
It is not enough to be a hearer of God's voice.
就是不要说只是听到。
I must be a doer.
而且要行道。
James gives this wonderful picture.
那个雅各给了我们一个很好的
图片。He says the person who reads God's word.
说有些人如果只是读圣经却不去行的话。
And does not do it.
听到而不行道的。
Is like a person who looks in the mirror.
就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
And then they go away and they forget what they look like.
然后呢，走，看了走了，马上就忘了刚才镜子里看的是什么。
You want to look in the mirror.
你看的镜子是目的是什么呢
？And remember.
然后你想要记住。
For me, it's better to forget.
对我来讲，最好是忘了。
But yeah, for most of you, it's better to remember.
最好记住你刚才看到了自己的样子。
Be a doer.
所以呢，要行道。
I would encourage you the list of questions that I.
我这个里边给了大家一些问题几个。
Keep that list of questions.
这有七个问题，大家把这些问题都记住。
And when you begin to read.
当你读圣经的话。
What I read.
我读到的。
Does it show me a sin that I need to confess?
它是不是显示有什么罪我需要承认
？A couple weeks ago.
两三个星期以前。
I was reading the Bible.
我在读圣经。
And all of a sudden, I realized What that says, I don't do.
我突然意识到说这个讲的我圣经上讲的我没有在执行啊，我没有行出来。
I need to do that.
我需要去做这个。
And I say, God, I'm sorry.
我说神啊，对不起。
I will start to listen to your word.
我需要来专心听你的话，我要来专心听你的话。
Sometimes it's a promise.
有的时候是要让我们去宣称神的应许。
For Daniel and Joshua,
对那个你们那小乖来讲
the favorite verse they should have found in Psalm 119 says,
他们在104篇119篇，他们应该最喜爱的经节。
Your word will make me wiser than my teachers.
你的话会使我比我的师傅更聪明、更通达。
Now, if I'm a student, I'm going to like that verse.
如果我是学生的话，我肯定会喜欢那句。
For you adults, the verse before says, will make me wiser than my enemies.
然后在那句话之前说，你的话语使我比我敌人更有智慧。
A promise.
另外就是一个，就是这是什么样的
？An attitude I should change.
再有什么就是说，有什么态度我需要改变吗
？The example I gave you from Peter.
比如说想到刚才，就刚开始我们讲到彼得。
Some of us men need to say, I have to change my attitude towards my wife.
有些对我们做先生的来讲，有些是可能意识到说我对我的太太的态度需要改变。
Because I don't honor her.
因为我没有敬重她。
God's word says I must honor her.
圣经上说我要敬重她。
I'm a disciple. I'm a follower.
因为我是耶稣的门徒，是他的跟随者。
And that means what I read here is what I must do.
就是我读到了，我就要行出来。
A command to obey, a temptation to avoid.
说要避免的诱惑。
Something to praise God for.
还有就是有什么事情你要称颂神。
When you read Psalms,
当你读诗篇的时候
，Don't just read them.
不就是不要就这么就读过去。
But say,
来好好的思想。
What does this tell me that I can praise God for?
你来想一想，我有什么可以来赞美神、称赞、称颂神的
？Maybe I begin to read in Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for He has done marvelous things.
你们就这里说，你们要向耶和华唱新歌，因为他行了奇妙公义的事。
And I stop.
然后我就停下来。
What are the marvelous things God has done?
神所行的奇妙的事，在我的生命中所行的奇妙的事是什么呢？
And I begin to make a list.
然后我就开始列个清单
of the things He has done for me that I do not deserve.
就是神所对我行的我不值得我不配得的事
And God's word speaks to me.
然后这样神的话对我的心说话
Does the scripture reveal something I should do for others?
这个经文有没有告诉我需要为他人做什么
？One of my students became a piano teacher.
我的一个学生他成了一个钢琴老师
She was reading in Leviticus.
然后他在读那个叫利未记。
Leviticus says that when you bring your, when you gather your crops.
当那个利未记说，当你那个收拾庄稼的时候。
You should leave the corners for the poor people to come and gather.
你不要收进那个田地的四角，而是要留着那些给那些穷人来收。
And my student had asked God to give me wisdom to understand.
然后我的学生就求神给他智慧，能够来了解。
And my student calls me very excited.
然后我的学生就很兴奋地给我打电话。
She said, "Listen to what God showed me."
她说：“你知道神对我说什么了吗
？”I am not a farmer.
她说：“我不是一个农夫。
”I don't have crops.
我也没有庄稼来收。
But I am a teacher.
但是我是一位老师。
And she said, "I live in a community with some poor children."
她说：“我住的那个社区有些很穷的孩子。
”And so she said, "God showed me what I can do."
然后神告诉我可以做什么呢？
Here is my teaching schedule.
说这本来这是我的教学计划。
And God wants me to mark off the corners.
神想让我把这个四角给留出来。
And she said, I am going to have 2 hours a week.
她说我就一个星期那么留2个小时出来。
That I will give free piano lessons.
我就免费的教这个钢琴课。
To poor children.
就给那个穷，就是家里付不起学费的孩子。
Now, the word piano is not in the Bible anywhere.
你知道在圣经上你找不到任何这个钢琴这个词。
Okay.
对不对？
But,
但是呢
，the scripture shows something I should do for others.
但是这个经文呢，显示了我需要为别人做的什么事情。
And when she read Leviticus,
当她读到利未记第十九章的时候
，it showed her something she could do for others.
然后呢，这个就显示了她可以为别人来做什么。
And maybe as you read, God says, "Here's how you can."
也许在你读的时候，神会告诉你说，这是你可以为什么。
The last thing.
最后一件。
We started with what?
我们刚开始，你怎么开始呢
？Prayer，
祷告，就是求神给我们智慧。
Then we read，
然后我们仔细的读。
We apply, how do I live
this?
But remember what James says, if I read and I forget, I don't do it.
然后雅各说，如果你读了，你就忘
了。It's like looking in a mirror.
如果你只是行道不听道，就像对着镜子，照完以后就忘记你自己的样子。
And so I must finish by praying that God will help me to live.
所以在结束的时候，我们要求神给我们力量和智慧，让我们能照着他话语的启示来生活。
Otherwise, this is
不然的话，这就会发生什么事情呢
？I will read.
我就读。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
就是爱人如己。
And then I will close this.
然后就把这本书给合起来。
And I will leave.
然后我就走了。
And my neighbor will do something.
然后我的邻居
You stupid idiot! I will yell at them.
然后我就对他说：“你这个白痴。”
You understand?
你了解吗？
After I have read, I need to say, "Now, God."
然后我读完，我应该说：“神呐。”
You know my life today.
你知道我今天的生活。
Help me. Give me strength.
给我力量。
To do what your word tells me to do.
去做你的话语告诉我要做的事情。
Otherwise,
不然的话
it is only here.
不然的话就只在这里。
Let me explain one thing and we will quit.
然后我们就讲最后一件。
You cannot be a disciple from here up.
你不能说做一个门徒只从这儿开始，只在头里、脑子里做门徒。
Okay.
你不能说就从
这儿。You can't sit your head following Jesus and the rest of you go somewhere else.
就好像你的身体，你不可能只让你的头去跟随耶稣，但你的身子去在别的地方。
Disciple is everything.
所以那个门徒意味着从头到脚。
If I read this.
如果我读神的话。
If I even memorize it.
甚至我就是把这本书全部背下来。
But I don't live it.
但是我却不把它活出来。
I'm trying to be a disciple.
你就是说，只是从这个脖子往上。做神耶稣的门徒。
And people, I have met many, many church members.
我已经见过很多的参加教会的那个成员。
Who are disciples here?
他们只是头在这里是耶稣的门徒。
They know more verses by memory than I know.
他们所知道的经典比我知道的还多。
They have studied and read this book.
他们已经读了这本书，研读的很透彻。
But from here down,
但是从那个脖子往下呢
？They do not.
他们却没有把它活出来。
To be a disciple,
成为一个门徒
changes everything,
就把你整个生活的方方面面都改变了。让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for your word.
谢谢你为了你的话语，感谢你。
You have called us to follow you.
你呼召我们跟随你。
You have called us to be your disciple.
你呼召我们成为你的门徒。
Would you help us to hear your voice?
求你帮助我们。能够听见你的声音
，to listen to your voice，
真的是倾听、聆听你的声音
，and to follow your voice，
然后呢，也能跟随、行出来你的声音。
Make us people who truly love you, and so we love your word。
让我们真正成为一群爱你的子民，所以我们也会爱你的话语。
Give us wisdom to understand。
给我们智慧，能够明白。
And then give us strength to live your word。
也给我们力量，让我们活出来你的话语。
I pray。
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣宝贵的名，阿门。
Thank you. Next week,
谢谢大家。
Talk about prayer.
大家有什么 ？Yes.